Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, we are back. As you can see, we are not on the set of the Max City Morning Show. We are on location, and it's a cooking show, which are turning into be my favorite episode. So, as you know, I don't introduce my guests. So, sir, can you please reintroduce yourself to the people at home?
Sure. I feel like I've done this a few times now. So Jay Falcone, I've been a resident here at Fort McMurray for about 38 years. I came up here right out of university, and I work at one of the oil sands plants in the HR area, and I'm also a facilitator for the Multicultural Association and the Financial Literacy Program, which is going on right now.
Yes, sir. But the reason we're here today is you are cooking some food because you are an at-home chef.
I like to eat.
You like to eat. So we've had a few things that you've prepared for us. What are you thinking today?
Today, I'm going to go back to a pasta dish.
Oh, great. Okay.
What we're going to make today is a lemon crab linguine.
Okay. Well, listen, this is perfect because I just literally came from yoga, so I have worked up an appetite for
you
this.
You need carbs.
I need some carbs. Okay. So why have you picked this as your recipe for today?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the lemon crab, Italians cook a lot with lemons. And it's spring outside, things are getting nice, so it's that nice kind of aura of spring. So I thought I'd do something fresh and different, and a slight change on the traditional pasta with tomato sauce and things like that. So
okay, cool.
It's going to be a citrus linguine.
All right, I'm feeling it. All right, well, let's move into the kitchen. Follow us.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to do the lemon crab linguine, okay? And like I said, it's really a nice fresh dish. It's very quick to make. So as you can see, I've got the water boiling in the background because this is going to go fairly quickly. So what we're going to do first is get some garlic. And I'm just going to crush some garlic here. I'm going to put it in my garlic press.
How much garlic do you think you're putting in this?
Depends. Nobody's got a date today, so we're going to put a little bit more than usual.
We got a party tonight.
We got a party tonight?
We'll brush our teeth before we go there.
Yeah, just buy some Listerine or Scope on the way out.
There you go.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to do this. So we got some garlic there. I'm going to put a little bit more because garlic is the Italian nectar, if you will.
Okay. I like that. Okay.
Okay, so again, the base is going to be, we're not going to cook this. We're actually going to make a fresh sauce that's not going to require any cooking. So that's kind of different.
Okay.
But let me just do another bit of garlic here. Look how nice that is. Smells great. Okay, so that's the garlic. Next thing we're going to do is we're going to add some olive oil. Okay. I'm just going to put about a half a cup or so. Okay. And then the main ingredient, which is our lemons. I'm going to just get that going here. So lemons, very popular in Italy. Like a lot of people may not realize this, but one of Italy's biggest exports is lemons.
Really?
And you can go all over Italy and they have lemons everywhere, especially in the south, in Sicily. And they're actually a lot bigger than these, okay? They're like just huge.
Okay.
And in Italy, they've been in Italy for quite a few years. In fact, They used to use lemon juice when they went on long ship voyages to prevent scurvy.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
but Italians cook with lemons a lot. They cook it in their, as you can see in the pasta dish.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of desserts that you can do with lemons.
Right.
So a really versatile piece of fruit. Okay.
Yeah.
So as you can see, I'm just taking the juice out. I've got a few of the.
That's a good way to. I've never. Yeah, you know what? That's an efficient way to like get the juice out of a lemon. Like
look at that. Look how nice that is. Now, other than like I said, sometimes the seeds will go in there, but you can pick those out. And then what I like to do, because I like a little bit of the pulp, just do that.
There you go.
Okay.
I wish the camera could have seen mine and Tanner's face there. Our minds were blown when you did that.
Yeah. So.
Can you do this with oranges?
Yeah. I guess you could. I've never done it with oranges, but
so
I guess.
I feel like you could just make orange juice real swift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I've always done it with lemons, but never with oranges. So again, we're just going to put, I'm putting 1.5 lemons. You can put a little bit more. Okay. So then what we're going to do is we're going to get some salt.
Okay. Now you like this big salt. This is your.
I like this. This is pink rock salt, yes. Himalayan rock salt. Always good. So we're going to do that. And we're going to taste it in a bit just to see that that's okay. Okay. Then the next thing we're going to do is our other main ingredient, which is crab. Okay. So you can just use crab meat. There's different versions. I'm just using a regular crab, okay? And what we're gonna do is we're gonna just take that out and we're just gonna pop it in there. Okay, get the paper out there. We've got another one here.
Now, like you said, you could use any type of seafood in this if you want. You could mix it up.
Yeah, you could, but This recipe is specifically a crab,
okay.
But you could probably use lobster.
Yeah.
I've never made it with lobster, but I'm sure it would taste great.
Yeah.
Okay. So I put in 2 cans in there.
Okay.
Okay. And then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to stir this, and you can see that the oil and the lemon juice is soaking that up. So we may have to add a little bit more liquid.
Okay.
Okay. So then the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to add. How are you guys for spice? Are you guys okay?
I like spice.
Okay, so I'm gonna use my dad's homemade hot chili, okay? So he grows his own peppers and he makes this.
Oh, wow. Okay?
So, and this is kind of interesting. Do you see that label on there?
Yeah, I see the piece of tape.
Okay, yeah, so that's my dad's label maker.
There you
okay?
go.
And I don't know if you can see it, but it says 2019.
Okay.
Okay, so he uses this to make his sausages and different things. We're gonna use it for us. We're just gonna put a little bit in there.
It must be intense if that's from 2019 and that's how full it still is.
Yeah. So we're just gonna put a few, okay?
Yeah.
Now, if you don't like that hot, don't put it in.
That's right.
Okay.
A little spice of
life. Okay, I'm just going to go and do this. Okay, I'm just gonna taste this.
You know, you can walk in front of the camera, sir.
And what I'm going to do is after tasting this, I'm just going to add a little bit more lemon because I love.
So Tanner, you like spicy food. What type of spicy food do you like?
Spicy food. I don't know. Indian spicy food, Canadian spicy food, all spicy food. I like spicy.
I'm going to get GP to hook you up with some of his peppers, his pepper sauce. We'll see if you like that.
You don't like that spicy though, do you?
Not like, I don't like that. Like his stuff is like, it's not. I like spicy for like the flavor component of it, but yeah, once it gets to the part where like it becomes uncomfortable, I'm just like, okay, this is a bit much.
I don't like to be in pain, but I like a little sweat.
That's right.
Okay, so guess what?
What?
That's our sauce.
Oh, that was quick.
Okay.
Okay.
So next thing we're gonna do is we're gonna cook the pasta.
All right, okay, let's go.
Okay, so now we're just gonna cook the pasta, and if you remember, we're just using a packaged dry pasta. This one again is Barilla. Okay? You can use any different kind you want. And this is linguine, okay? So you can use any type of long pasta, fettuccine, spaghetti, but we're gonna put linguine. Now, remember I said that when it comes to the pasta, you want to use about 100 grams per person. So it's going to be three and a half servings of that. So we're going to put that in there. I'm going to put my salt. Remember, always salt your pasta. Water, okay? Because it gives it flavor.
That's right.
Okay? And again, remember, lots of water is the key. You'll notice that I didn't put any oil, I didn't put any butter, I didn't put any grease, okay? And we're just gonna let that cook, okay? Sounds and remember, good. We want the pasta to cook, what's the name?
Al dente.
Al dente, which means to the tooth, okay? So we're just gonna let that cook. Okay, so as we're waiting for the pasta, an Italian custom is to have, it's an aperitif, so a bitter to open up the appetite so that you can eat more. My dad used to say, I want you to have something that closes your appetite, but we're gonna do one that opens your appetite, okay? And these come straight from Italy. You just open it up over ice. Put a little slice of lemon in there, and there we go.
Cheers.
So what I've done is I drained the pasta. The pasta is, again, al dente. Just gonna put it in there. And then what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna add my crab mixture, okay? And as you can see, just gonna do this. Just put it nice together like that. Okay, I'm gonna mix it up really nice. And remember, the pasta continues to cook after you take it off the heat. So that's why we want it al dente. Okay, so just continue to mix that. Okay, just gonna leave that there. And then just for my final touch, we're gonna chop some parsley. So here's a question for you guys. Let's see if you guys were listening in science class.
Nope.
Parsley has what ingredient that's great for your breath?
I'm gonna go with mint.
I was just gonna go with parsley.
No, it's got chlorophyll.
That is probably the right answer.
Chlorophyll, that's what they actually put in a lot of gum.
Okay.
So it makes your breath smell fresh.
Oh, okay.
So if you're ever on a, you know, you're on a date with a nice girl and you know, the breath is not really going well.
Right.
Just eat the garnish.
Okay, good to know. I thought chlorophyll knocked you out.
That's chloroform.
That's chloroform.
There we go.
That you don't want.
That's right.
That's not going to do much for your breath.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't do a lot for your breath, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't have any.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what I've done is I've just put that in there. Okay, and I'm just going to continue to turn this. Okay. And then guess what, guys? That's it. We're going to plate.
That's it?
That is it.
Wow.
Was that quick enough for you guys?
Yeah, that was super quick.
Okay, like I know you guys are in a rush. You guys are always on the go. So let's plate this. Okay. Okay.
Looks like a Shirley Temple at the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this drink that you gave us, Jay, what's it called again?
It's a bitter. It's called a Stappi is the name of the, but it's just a bitter. And usually if you go to an Italian, any type of Italian bar, coffee place, that you can have that for lunch.
It is so, it's a mind-blowing thing. It's sweet and bitter. Like you can't put your finger on this thing at all.
No, my mind is like, yeah, my mind's
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to continue to plate this for us here.
Okay, I'm going to...
Even at the end, my brain is expecting the last part to be worse.
That's right.
In the beginning.
That's right. It's just all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, because I think it's alcohol, right? So my brain goes, oh, that last.
And you still want to keep drinking it because my brain hasn't figured out if it's good or bad yet.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, you need to keep testing that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna come across and get into the shot. Tanner, tell me if I'm in or not.
I'm just gonna put a little bit of more sauce and crab.
Smells delicious.
Okay.
That's a healthy serving of food.
I was gonna say Italian food with Canadian portions.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just gonna finish this off here.
I have to say, this is my favorite day ever. Literally started off with a yoga class, which is amazing. So big shout out to Excel Yoga and Bar. Amazing class. Then I'm coming here, we're getting some great Italian home cooked food. And then we're gonna head down to the trade show put on by the Chamber of Commerce. And then tonight we're gonna wrap it up with Dennis Niefen's circus soiree.
And you're doing it all in your Toyota.
There you go, doing it all in Toyota. All the boys and girls down there, we appreciate your ongoing support.
Okay, so look at that.
Too bad you guys can't taste it.
Okay, so okay, we should eat?
Yeah, like we can eat right here.
Let's eat right here.
Yeah. Okay. We'll pass Tanner a plate.
Give Tanner a plate and I'll give him a fork.
Mm-hmm.
Tanner, go.
There you go. Thank you, sir. All right. Thank you, Jay, very much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, lemon, crab.
Your plating skills are amazing, by the way.
Mm. If you didn't hear Tanner, he just said Jay's plating skills are amazing.
Well, hopefully the food is just as good.
It's so interesting. It's so good. It's so interesting how you prepare your pasta.
Watching you cook, it never tastes like you're going to expect it to taste.
Never. This is really good, Jay.
And simple to make?
Uh-huh.
Would you say that?
Mm-hmm. All right. So last few episodes, I feel I eat too much on the camera. So we're just going to sign out because I can't stop eating this. So once again, can you explain what the ingredients were in this awesome meal?
Okay, so lemon crab linguine.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did was we put some garlic, some crab, some lemon, some olive oil,
yep,
salt, and a bit of parsley, and that's about it. And chili flakes if we like chili flakes. So.
Cool. Awesome. There we go. Well, Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Jay, thank you so much for continuing to cook for us. We appreciate it, and I can't wait till we do it again. Everybody else, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.